A little more about pace. How fast should you walk? I hear this a lot. And when I tell people, don't worry about pace, they usually look at me surprised. Well, shouldn't I get my pulse? I've heard people have told me no pain nor gain, or if my pulse doesn't go to a certain rate, it won't work. It's all bull. If you're training for the Olympics, fine. Otherwise, don't worry about it. Think about how far you're going. Make that your goal. If you're out of breath, you're going too fast. George Sheehan, one of my heroes, when I went to the public library as a teenager, I'm going to get back to pace, but I want to tell you about George Sheehan. When I went to the Birmingham Public Library as a teenager, the only book I could find in the whole library about walking or exercise was by George Sheehan, who most people thought was a quack because he was a cardiologist who thought you ought to be jogging as a way to stay healthy. At that point, they hadn't proved that it actually does prolong, help prevent disease. And so his thing, well, I feel better, and even if it doesn't make me live longer, I'm going to live better. And that's what he would preach in Runner's World and these other, and the little books that he wrote. Great philosopher, great man. Finally met him later in medical school. But way back then, he was saying, you should just go at a comfortable pace where you could have a conversation easily, but you're almost out of breath. And that's what I think works good. You're able to easily talk to someone. When you go to the shopping center, you don't think about the fact that you're walking. You naturally choose a pace that's comfortable to you. Now, if you're trying to get to Macy's before the doors lock, that's different. But if you're just trying to get from store to store, you're not even thinking about the walking unless you're, if you're 100 pounds overweight, you're short of breath after you go a certain pace. But you're probably going to naturally slow that pace down some to whatever is comfortable for you if you're by yourself. And that's what you should do. Let your body choose the right pace for that day to where you can easily have a conversation. You're not in pain. You're not short of breath. But you're getting down the road at what feels right for you. If you do that, you'll want to come back tomorrow. If you're trying to get your pulse up or make yourself feel a certain way as far as if you sweat, you feel like you have to sweat or you have to be short of breath or nothing's going to happen, that's torture. You know, if I said all you have to do to be healthy for the rest of your life is get a massage for an hour a day, after about a week of that, you would feel, I don't have time for a massage every day. If you don't have time for a massage an hour a day, do you really think you're going to make time to do something that's going to torture you for an hour a day? It's not going to happen. You have to make it comfortable and pleasant or you will not do it the rest of your life. And if you don't do it for the rest of your life, you won't reap the benefit of it. So underachieve. Give yourself permission, back off, and go at a pace that's comfortable, but do it every day. All right, that's the thing about pace. And you know what you'll find? As you do that, your pace is going to go, it'll be different from day to day. But if you're overweight, your pace will naturally increase as you lose some of your weight. Be patient. Let your body adjust. I heard of a lady who was in her late 60s who could barely get to the mailbox because of some health problems. She took a little rock, and every day she would pick up that rock and go a little bit further and set it down. Then she'd go to that rock for several days, and then she'd pick it up and go a little further. But after a few months, she's walking 3 miles a day. I have a patient who's 87, who's brilliant, beautiful. If I were a little older, I would take her home and keep her. She reads every day, but she's a walker. And she doesn't worry about her pulse rate. At 87, you don't care about your pulse rate. You're happy to get down the road and back. Love this woman. She walks every day. All right, that's about pace.